Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Welcome back to the Foot Traffic Podcast. Now, this is like, I'm a little nervous even sharing this podcast. This is a little vulnerable for me, but I think it's super, super important that I share it. Now, you've seen me talk. I don't want to say brags. I don't think I brag, but I do share and I do explain like we've doubled our revenue and we've done this and right. And seven figures and all the things, but, and there's definitely truth in all of that. I did not lie or make things up, but I strategically left out how much I actually made. And I'm going to share that with you today. And here's why I left it out before is I didn't share it because I didn't think the revenue was good enough. I was maybe even a little embarrassed because I was shooting for more. I wanted a higher number. I have friends that have crushed those numbers and I purposely left it out. Now, here's the deal. I am super driven and I know that some people wish they were more driven, but I always, you know, go back to like the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Some of you are going to completely relate to how I feel and what I'm going to share here, which is why I'm doing this podcast. I strive for big goals. And when I hit them, I barely stop to recognize and reward myself for anything that just happened because my brain is already on to the next bigger thing. Okay. It's hard to describe this, but it's really sad when I was trying to like describe it. It's this empty fulfillment, which means you're not fulfilled, right? Like, if you're always wanting more and wishing for more and disappointed that you didn't do better, it really is sad, right? Like the constant need for that next thing, you'll never win. Like to know that's sad. And that is how my brain works. And I'm sharing this because I know some of you feel exactly the same thing. When I won the Small Business Person of the Year for the state of Wisconsin, that's a pretty big deal. Like the entire state of Wisconsin, not even just females, but person, men and women. Okay. But here's what's crazy. I was disappointed that I didn't win like the entire thing. So I got to go to DC and there was the Small Business Association that put this on or administration. And every state was there, including some other like Puerto Rico and places like that. Right. And I was a little sad that I didn't get top three out of everybody in the entire United States. Like that is crazy, right? It irritates me that I've never won, but I have been nominated for Milwaukee's 40 under 40. But here's the thing. If I were to get that or any one of these awards, nothing happens. It's just another plaque on my bookshelf that my clients don't even care about or know I have, right? I do nothing to reward myself, but yet I keep striving for like that next level of achievement. I'm looking for what? A good job from who? Like the crazy part is I'm the harshest critic. People do congratulate me on certain things. I'm the one that I'm not pleasing, right? So here are some things that helped me see this in a better light. So number one, it's January. And I'm on the call with my CPA. It's our first call in January. So he's very excited for me. We just got our 2021 numbers in and I could feel myself trying to fake the excitement to match his level of excitement. Okay. Now what's crazy is when you really think about this, there is nobody that knows my numbers better than my CPA. And I'm talking like the real numbers. He knows it all, right? And he even knows it better than me because I don't understand half of it. So I'm looking at him like, wow, he thinks this is good. Like, I don't think it's that good. Right. So that was number one of like, there's something wrong here. Then number two was the life coach school. I'm a certified life coach and they host this annual event for their certified coaches. And I am going to get to collect my two Comma Club award, which means that I've grossed over $1 million per year in my business. It's pretty legit. They actually make your CPA like send over here. They're not playing around there. They're making your CPA either send over your taxes or show up a letter stating, yes, she did gross this much money, which is kind of cool and crazy. But, and the application, you know, you have to fill it out and it says, how much did you make? So I just put my number in, not thinking anything of it. And the next question says, can we publicly share this? And I actually wanted to say no, because I wanted it to stay private, because again, I wasn't that impressed with the number. And I thought, what if people think that I'm way bigger? And now they see this number and they're like, oh, wow, that's all she's doing, right? So then you had to check, no, please don't share this. Or yes, I would like to be an example of what is possible, which like that just phrase, I'm like, okay, now I have to, like, because it just shows you like, Stacey, you're being a jerk, right? Like get over yourself. And that I think really hit me, because there was a time that I wasn't making anything. I was doing stuff for free for years before I was even charging. Then I was finally making something, and I was making, you know, like 5K was a milestone, and then 10K. And then like, oh my goodness, 100K months. Like that, like my first 100K month was insane. And then like, oh my goodness, like 100K months are minimum. And then, right. And then we had a $200,000 month and whatever, right. It just gets bigger and bigger. And I realized that I was being one, very selfish for keeping this information to myself, because I'm not showing what's possible. And number two, I also think I'm even just keeping it to myself and keeping to myself that I wasn't happy and not telling you that, because I also think the more transparent I am showing you who I am, some of you are going to relate to this conversation, right? Number two, I was being stupid and silly, because this is insane. And when I say this is insane, here are some stats that I want to share with you. Okay. So less than 8% of small business owners in the United States bring in $1 million or more dollars per year, less than 8%. So right there, I am in the top 8% of small businesses. Not only that, I have not one, but two seven-figure businesses grossing over $1 million a year. The National Association of Women-Owned Businesses showed that only 4.2% of female-owned businesses actually hit over $1 million. Okay. That actually was higher than I had heard previously, but I'm going to go with the higher number and be conservative. Okay. So now I'm in the top 4.2%, and I'm still not that happy and kind of embarrassed, right? And again, I have done it two times with two different businesses simultaneously. And one in five businesses with revenue over $1 million is women owned. Okay. So I'm sitting here going, this is me. This is my problem, right? So I'm just going to fill you in with my embarrassing low numbers. And then I'm going to share with you what I want you to think about. Okay. So I'm going to go back to 2020. So 2020, that we were less than 5 years into our business foot traffic. I had changed the brand a gazillion times. If you've been following me for a while, you've seen it, right? I was just like figuring out what I was doing, and I was evolving, and I was changing, and I was scrapping products and all the things. And 2020 was a really big pivot. It was actually the year we pivoted to foot traffic, and we scrapped our biggest, most profitable product. Okay. So in 2020, we grossed over 900,000. Now, of course, you know, I was not thrilled with that. Why? Because it wasn't a million. Like 900,000, come on, Stacey, like another 100,000, I could have said like, we're at a million, right? So that's that. That's 2020. So 2021, I decide I want to hit 1.5 million. Okay. I hit 1.9. And I was disappointed because I was just shy of 2 million. All right. So what's funny is, I set a goal to go to 1.5 and I surpassed it by 400,000. And I was still bummed and embarrassed where I didn't even want to tell you my numbers. Okay. Now I was talking to a friend and I said, you know, like at the end, I was so close to 2 million. So I was like really trying for 2 million. We didn't hit it. It was like 1.9 something. And I was so mad because Forbes has this award for fastest growing companies. And I thought, I'm going to have a good shot. Like I went from 900,000 to 1,900,000. Like I did an extra million in 2021. So I'm thinking I could actually get on this list, but you had to be over 2 million to apply. And I think in my mind, that award was like really heavily weighing on me that I couldn't even qualify for it. Right. So she said to me, this person I was talking to, a friend, she's like, so what would you have done with that award? Like, what would you have done with it? Or like, what happens? How would your business have changed? Like, what do you think your business would be doing if you had gotten that award? Right. And I'm, of course, I'm like sitting here like, okay, I get it. Like, I understand, right? It would have been probably like a social media post. I would have told you. And like 2% of you would have seen it because that's just how it works online, right? A small fraction of you would have actually cared. Some of you would have been nice and congratulated me, but it wouldn't have made a difference in how you purchased from me, how you thought from me, right? But in my mind, it was this massive, huge disappointment. And I know that I'm saying this out loud. It just sounds like boohoo for Stacey. Like, come on, right? But I know the people listening to this, I know a good portion of you are thinking, thank goodness she's just like me, because I thought something was wrong with me too. And why, like, my numbers are smaller, bigger, you name it, and you still feel this way. There is somebody listening right now who's thinking, I would love 1 million or 1.9 million. There is somebody sitting here with 5 million that's thinking, I wish I had 7. I wish I hit 10, right? All the things. So we've got to slow down. The reason I am creating this episode, the reason I am sharing this is because we're chasing after things that will never bring us joy or fulfillment, right? I like that I'm driven. I would just like to say good job to myself a little bit more and actually mean it, right? I'm hoping that this puts things into perspective, because I think the grass, we always think the grass is greener. Oh, it must be nice that she has this many employees, or that she's making this much money, or that she's doing blah, 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 right? It doesn't matter, because when you're in this, like when your brain works this way, you're always shooting for that next thing. Now, I will tell you, I'm not just settling for this is how I am. I am actively trying to get better at enjoying what I'm creating and being proud of it. And that's why I did this episode. Like, I wanted to like almost release that shame or that embarrassment and put it out there for you. Now, one of the things that has helped me, and I constantly keep adding to this, is this highlights list. So what happens is, in the moment, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so exciting. And like, I'm not kidding. When I say 45 seconds later, I probably have let it go and I'm onto something totally different, right? Like the excitement we just bought. I have been wanting this Florida home, not for us to move to, but for us to have a vacation home. That has been a dream of mine for so long. It is on my vision board. I've literally envisioned buying this home. We've had a Florida home, but it was a rental. This is not a rental. This is just for my family. And this was a massive dream. And I'm not kidding when I say I celebrated for maybe a minute, like maybe a minute and a half. Like, and then it was like, now I got to do this, right? Or now we got to furnish it. Or now we got to do this over here. Or now we're going to have to get the pool. And it's like, oh my goodness, right? We've got to stop. We've got to slow down. We've got to acknowledge what it is we're doing and how we're doing it. So this highlights list that I have, what it is when I have that moment of like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I just got to interview this person or got to do this or be on this show or buy this house or anything big. Or like we just had our first, like let's say our biggest day was like our biggest non-launch day, let's say like 50,000, like our first $50,000 non-launch day or something like that, right? I will write it down. But what I need to get better at doing is revisiting that. Whether it's on a daily basis or a weekly basis, it just needs to be something that you bring back, right? Like you put in your rhythms and routines, because I truly believe if you're not grateful, like you're slowing down your success. So my lack or ability to be really grateful long-term or to keep reminding myself is hurting my success, right? So I need to slow down. I need to be enjoying. I need to be more content. And I don't maybe need to be, I want to be. It's exhausting working this hard, getting something and moving on. Okay. So that's it. That's all I got for you. I hope you enjoyed this. If you like this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review for the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. That would mean so much to me. I just hope with this episode that somebody listening got relief and maybe a little bit of releasing their shame or their embarrassment of what they did. And like I said, whether you're 10 times my size or I'm 10 times your size, we all go through it. That's just part of how we're wired. And like the good stuff of like what makes us successful and driven and all of that stuff is the same stuff that does this to us too. So we're here. You're not alone. I am sure many, many of us are in the same boat. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.